for a ministry program. This is Dan with my lovely partner in life and amazing Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, my dear. And shalom to all our listeners.
And happy birthday, happy anniversary to Israel.
Well, it's like a birthday, yeah. This week marks the 50th year since the miraculous capturing of Jerusalem in 1967. So, honey, can you please open tonight's program with a prayer?
Yes, I will. Abba, Father, you are all things to us. We praise you, we honor, and we adore you above everything else. You are our shepherd who comforts us and restores our soul. We pray for the salvation of those whom we love and also for the lukewarm that need a revival in their lives. We pray for the financial needs of this ministry and for our most recent prayer request, some who really need a healing miracle. Touch them in the name of your Son, and in spite of all that's happening in this evil, corrupt world, keep your bride in perfect peace because our eyes are fixed on you. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, the good news first. President Trump pulled us out of that horrible increase.
Yeah, thank God for that.
That burden of the Paris Accord that really hurts America, which is, of course, what the Marxist globalists want to achieve, and they won't stop trying. You know, most know that climate change is primarily caused from geoengineering.
Just look up, and you can often see it.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Our government is spraying tons of toxic coal fly ash containing barium and aluminum into our atmosphere via chemtrails.
Yeah, research this if you haven't already.
For sure. Mm-hmm. It is part of a huge globalist agenda to lower the population, to control and destroy our national sovereignty. Anyhow, at the Globalist Annual Invitation Only Bilderberg Meeting, it was held in Virginia last week, I read from their very own webpage, bilderbergers.org, you can go there yourself, that the one of the main topics was, can globalism be slowed down?
Is that because of President Trump?
Well, the number one topic was the Trump administration slash a progress report. So it could be exactly that. Since the meeting began the same evening that President Trump announced his decision to get out of what you could also see as the Agenda 21 plan that the Pope was pushing when he came to the United States in 2015.
And who were some of the 133 attendees? Had to be Kissinger.
Yes. I think he's the one who wanted to start it and has been attending, actually, since it began in the 1950s. And then there was John Brennan. He was also on the list. And he's the former director of the CIA and a bad lefty. And also, there was our own, right now, National Security Advisor, H.R. McMasters.
You know, Trump should get rid of him quickly.
Yes. He's far left as well, and probably one of the leakers that President Trump is having to deal with. And also our crooked Senator Lindsey Graham, you know, John McCain's buddy.
You know, both of those are rhinos.
And Lindsey last year even flew to Germany to attend the Bilderberg meeting. And by the way, this is just the more open meeting. There are many small, very secretive meetings that go on throughout the year with all the left deep state trolls.
Anyway, all listed on their website.
Yes. But new this year was the director of CERN, Dr. Fabiola Giannotti, who is the first woman to hold that position.
Wow, that's a very famous physics laboratory.
It is. And you can add evil to those adjectives. You know, CERN is a European research organization that operates the largest particle physics laboratory in the world and is really pushing all technological boundaries. It experiments in targeting extremely high energy levels by accelerating the particles of protons slash electrons in stages.
Are they still looking for the God particle?
They said it has already been detected, I think, in 2012, and they call it the Higgs boson, after Peter Higgs. But detected actually means contributes to the understanding of the origin of creation. I wrote about CERN a couple years ago with its covert evil intentions.
Yeah, that was in the March 2015 newsletter, if anyone wants to read it.
Oh, thank you for that.
Archived on shofarministries.net.
But by far, one of the most telling of their intentions was the mock human sacrifice that took place at the property entrance in front of the Hindu goddess Shiva statue.
Shiva means destroyer.
Yes, it does. So, being made aware of that, and also how particle physics impacts our world, it shouldn't be too surprising that the lead scientist of CERN would be in attendance of this elite globalist meeting. She recently referenced the growth of other particle accelerators throughout the world. In fact, they are getting ready to build another collider, much bigger, like three times bigger and three times faster.
Yeah, and you know, that's hard to believe. So other countries besides Switzerland are doing this as well.
Right, but not all on the same scale. CERN was the first and largest Hadron Collider, which has always been the most powerful accelerator ever built by man. What it does is launch proton beams in opposite directions within a 17-mile ring, and when they collide under such powerful collisions, scientists can harness energy like never before. With the hopes of reaching other dimensions, and more are being built. And since we know that Revelation 9 talks about the opening of the bottomless pit, perhaps these colliders will play a role in that, especially even though Fabiola is pretty tight-lipped, she has admitted an interest in probing and studying dark matter. And you know what? She also has particular scripts for what staff members should say in certain situations. Ever since, do you remember me telling you about that one that admitted that the collider could potentially open a door to an extra dimension?
Yeah, and he said something might come out of.
That's right, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? There is actually a brand new facility located in the Middle East. Actually, Jordan, believe it or not. And, of course, this is Bible land right next to Israel. And it's also supposedly treading on creating matter. And it was built by the same physicists who run CERN. This door-opening facility is named Sesame.
You mean as in open sesame?
Yes.
Kind of sci-fi stuff, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it has the same goals and the same corrupt scientists and the same beast technology. The difference is it accelerates electrons even faster. Instead of crashing them together, they just go faster and faster and faster. So it's taken a decade to build, but just last month was inaugurated by King Abdullah. They did have, by the way, many delays. Even desert snowstorms, which caused caved-in roofs, unheard of, and also a 7.3 earthquake on Mount Sinai. After that, many were saying that they should stop because God does not want this.
Mm-hmm.
Calling Sesame demonic. So anyway, saints, do your own research on this, but just another sign how evil is getting even more powerful by the day. But getting back to Fabiola, what a name, the lady director from CERN, when she was asked what her relationship was to technology in her own everyday life, she responded with a warning. Honey, do you have that quote right there?
I do. Yes, she said, "I use it as a tool to make my life easier and more enjoyable. But there's also a negative impact on our everyday life. Sometimes technology turns us into slaves.
Mm. So we said all that to make the point that this year's Bilderberg meeting shows a rising technocratic class of elitists. And with CERN's and now Sesame's dark connections to ancient ritual magic and demonic manifestations, it has become more apparent.
You know, we're close to the culmination of the world as we know it.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I could have not said that any better, dear. But, honey, can you please tell our listeners how they can connect with us? Because we really do love to hear from you.
Yes, we do. All right. A couple of ways, either by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Love offerings are very much appreciated. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all our past radio and teaching letters are archived for your learning pleasure, which automatically adds you to our mailing list.
I'd also like to mention that if you order from Amazon.com, did you know they will donate 5% to your favorite charity, to which we are listed as Shofar Ministries of Burton. And that will help with our expenses. Just put smile and a dot before the word Amazon. And then click on our name.
It's just that simple.
Yes, smile.amazon.com.
Hmm. Well, I guess it's final as far as not moving our embassy to Jerusalem.
Right, sadly. President Trump, like the past three presidents, did sign another six-month waiver to delay it yet again. Actually, this is the 43rd time. So, to me, he has faltered on an important campaign promise which would have confirmed our recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And we could have set a great example to other countries like Australia, who openly said, if we will, they will. So President Trump, you know, he wrote that book called The Art of the Deal. I think he let his ego get in the way. He is so determined, as the other presidents, to be the one who accomplishes the long-sought-after peace deal.
So he doesn't want to infuriate the Palestinians.
Yep, that's about it. Even though, as we talked about last week, he scolded Abbas for lying to him when he promised to end incitements and payments to terrorists, both of which have continued. Anyway, there are definite signs that a new peace process is in the works. President Trump probably believes he can use the U.S. embassy issue as leverage, like a carrot to the Israelis in exchange for concessions on settlements, which, by the way, they really desperately need. He is also banking on Jordan and Egypt to pressure the Palestinians, as they inferred they would in any upcoming peace negotiations. Even Abbas said they have dropped their preconditions for negotiations with Israel.
You know, and that's a first in itself.
Yes, but Scripture tells us that a pseudo-peace is coming, and yes, we will be leaving about a week before it is signed.
So go trumpet!
Yes. The Bible is very clear that Israel will be that stumbling stone, Zechariah 12, and when an agreement can be made about it and signed by Israel and the false prince and others, then we know the bride is about to leave. We also know that Jerusalem was given by God to the Hebrews. It just does, and history proves it as well. Archaeological, verified history. The city was the capital of the nation for centuries when they dwelt in the land, when it was a free kingdom, and then again after returning from Babylonian captivity to become a free kingdom again. Jerusalem was its capital even when the land of Israel lay inside the Roman Empire, until the Romans destroyed the temple in 70 A.D., and then they even plowed it into the ground in A.D. 135. they'll get their comeuppance. But still, Jerusalem remained their capital in their hearts throughout the diaspora when they were driven out of their land. Every day for the past 2,000 years, every Jew often has prayed to return to the land of Israel, and many have, and especially the city of Jerusalem. And yes, if you are like Ruth, you also long to live in Jerusalem, as I do and will do, eventually after Jesus cleans it all up for us. So imagine hundreds of millions of devoted prayers by the Jewish people going up to the throne who are bound to Jerusalem, who, by the way, have memorized and pledged God's Psalm 137 as their oath of allegiance. Let me read it for you. It says, "If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy." You know, it's amazing to recall their history, barely escaping the unrelenting and unprecedented efforts to annihilate them. Even so, they started returning to the coastal plain, to the Negev, to the Golan, the Galilee, to Samaria and Judea, and to Jerusalem. You know, from the mid-19th century, Jews became the majority population in their cities in Israel, and they have remained the majority now for 170 years. In 1948, their new government was installed. But what had occurred to make that happen? Now, there are varying stories, but most believe there was absolute divine planning in the deliverance of Jerusalem, explicitly foretold by Isaiah about 2,500 years earlier. You know, in chapter 31:5, he prophesied, let me read it, "Like birds flying about, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending, he will also deliver it. Passing over, he will preserve it." Now, did you hear that? He said, like birds. So something like birds flying. You know, at the time of Hanukkah in December of 1917, the British commander, General Allenby, who was a Christian, and his army approached the city of Jerusalem, held and strongly fortified by the Ottoman Turks. It really was a long and bloody battle to retrieve Jerusalem from the Turks, causing much damage to the city by the British tanks, with consistent shelling. And by the way, still purposely not repaired as a memorial to be seen today in the stone walls surrounding Jerusalem, which I have personally seen myself. This particular account says that finally, in order to gain more information about the Turkish defenses, General Allenby had two British airplanes fly in low at high speed to and fro, back and forth over the city. This apparently scared the Turks, many of whom had never really seen an airplane, at least so up close and personal. And the name of Allenby took on the sound of Allah's be, meaning God's will. And so they fled their positions, surrendered the city to Allenby without the Turks firing a single shot. That's a pretty good fulfillment of Bible prophecy by itself, but there is more. There were a number of British air squadrons stationed in the Middle East at the time, but a particular squadron was chosen to fly that mission, with a particular motto chosen 2 years earlier when that squadron was first formed. And it was different from the other squadrons, written on their shoulder patch and painted onto the side of each biplane were the words, "I spread my wings and keep my promise." And it was written on the plane in Arabic, and as well, they knew it was a direct quote from the Quran. God has such a sense of humor. So the city was delivered from the Turks and fell back into the hands of Christian nations in 1917, governed by the British, with half of it allowed to be controlled by the Arabs in Jerusalem. Many believe because of that conquer in 1917, it just had to be a Jubilee year because the land goes back to the original owner. And then it did lead to the Balfour Declaration, which declared its intent to establish a Jewish homeland in Palestine. Soon Israel became a legitimate nation 30 years later in 1948, but she still had not acquired complete governance and control of Jerusalem. It was still a divided city until 50 years after the Turks lost the land in 1917. And as you all know by now, in 1967, just before Pentecost, in only 6 days, in self-defense, a war not long planned by Israel, but most definitely planned by our God. When the Jews drove the occupying Jordanian forces out of Jerusalem, so more property of Israel reverted back to its original owner. In another possible Jubilee year. So, we are wondering, what may be in the works for Israel this Jubilee of 2017? Well, we'll know pretty soon. But in closing, I just want to add that it wasn't until 1960s when a fabricated nation calling itself the Palestinians came along, and no other nation has ever sought to claim Jerusalem as its capital, not even the Turks. The name of Jerusalem appears in the Tanakh, which is the Old Testament, over 600 times. It's never in the Quran. No other nation has any historical claim to Jerusalem as its capital. And despite this irrefutable fact, Israel has its designated capital rejected by the international community. Well, there's only one word for that. It's called anti-Semitism. But America's decision, again for the 43rd time, not to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem is like saying that another group or groups have legitimate claims to the city. It would be really crazy if we didn't know the end of the story. We win. It's all part of God's plan. So be it. Let me ask you, if you're listening, do you have the blood of Jesus flowing through your heart? How well do you know him? Is he personal to you? If not, you can invite him in right now. Jesus is your Savior who has totally paid your debt for your sins. So grab it while it is still day, for the night is coming. Unless, as I say every week, do you prefer to pay the debt for your sins yourself? You know, it's always your choice. God wants you to make the right choice, but he's not going to make it for you. He's given you everything you need. Just reach out and take it. Accept his gift of love to you. And now for the Aaronic blessing. This is from Numbers 6, 22 through 27. Yivarekha Adonai v'ish mereka, Ya'er Adonai panav eleka v'yuneka, Yaseh Adonai panav eleka v'yasem laha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you that perfect peace called shalom. So till next time, sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper. Psalm 122, verse 6. And don't forget to pray for your president. He needs your prayers. Till next time, see you then.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.